And so one of the ways is the children. And when you can be the bus driver, like I interviewed a bus driver in Florida, and she said, I'm the watchdog to the neighborhood. She said, I've never even got a thank you note from anyone. Mm. She said, I've been driving bus for 23 years. And she said, by the way, I'm the least paid in the school district. The least paid, the least appreciated, the most responsible. Why can't we have anointed men and women of God driving these buses? And when that child gets in, maybe from a bad home life, and gets on that bus, you can change that day immediately and say, well, God loves you. Jeremiah 29:11 says he's got a plan for your life. Hey, why don't you sit right by me today? There's a pastor in Oklahoma City that his congregation has grown because the children come home and go, Pastor so-and-so said this today. Pastor so-and-so said this today. Said, where'd you see the pastor? Oh, he's my bus driver. And he has a congregation of 800. So the parents wanted to go see this church that this pastor has. So instead of maybe going to prayer at 7:30, why don't we meet at the bus barn and go touch these lives in the morning? And if I were pastor, I would require my children's and youth pastors to be the bus drivers and then say, I'll see you about 9 o'clock. After, and tell me how it went. How did you minister to those 40 today?
That's a great idea.
It is. Yeah. It really is.
Okay, I'm going to... Okay, let's take a break to say thank you to one of our wonderful sponsors.
But got
to
do that.
Jim, you're coming back again besides today. But more great ideas from Idea Armadillo Jim Smith after this.
Today's Roadshow is sponsored in part by Stark Truss Company, servicing contractors with floor and roof trusses as well as other building products. Stark Truss has plants in the South and in the Midwest, including locations in Canton and New Philadelphia, Ohio. Additional locations and services are listed at starktruss.com. That's StarkTruss.com. Stark Truss, helping you build your future success.
Celebrating 20 years of radio ministry, we're the Oasis Network.
Today's Roadshow is sponsored in part by Gene and Fran Mooney and Master's Touch, located in Oklahoma City. Master's Touch restores and customizes all types of vintage and classic automobiles. They also customize motorcycles. Master's Touch is located in Oklahoma City at 1015 West Main Street. Phone area code 405-605-4504. The website is masterstouchrestoration.com.
Well, this is a Tuesday Roadshow. It's Tuesday, August the 15th. Tomorrow's Wednesday.
At the kitchen table with David Ingalls and Nelson Pendergrass.
That's right, but I'm David Warren.
I'm Roberta Potts.
And our very special guest with us today is Armadillo Jim Schmidt, and he is the author of this new book we're talking about, 101 Ways of Helping Our Public Schools. There's a website, helpingpublicschools.com, and the number for the book to order it is area code 918-259-5000, 918-259-5000. Roberta, I think I've read one of the 101 ideas so far. Why don't you read one, too?
This is number 45. Host and sponsor a special speaker and meal at the school. Now, this says twice a year, Jim, but I just wanted to mention when my son was in high school at Jinx, which is right in the Tulsa area, there was a church right across the street from the school, and a student could pay a very minimal amount and have his lunch over there. And it was so great. They would talk about the Lord. It wasn't anything that was forced, but the kids could come. And he said the ladies that were cooking were all so sweet and so wonderful. The food was great. It wasn't very expensive. And they could hear about the Lord. He said that was that meant so much to him. So these are some great ideas, Jim.
Right. Well, I'm a member of Oilfield Christian Fellowship, and one of the outreaches we have is it's called Success and Faith in the Energy Industry. And we'll find men and women in the industry because energy is a big calling card right now. And there's a lot of high schoolers thinking, well, do I want to study geology? I mean, there's a lot of money in it. We're needing to really revamp this industry. So can you imagine a speaker, maybe someone who's the president of his company, a major drilling operating company in Oklahoma or in Houston, Texas, and they're visiting Tulsa? Not only do they have to speak at the Rotary Club, but why not go to the local high school or the freshman class or even the eighth graders and talk a little bit? But at the same time, they're going to be able to express their faith and how they felt like the Lord called them to be a geologist. So we need to utilize the tools that are out there already and just encourage the church to find within their congregation. What's your expertise? Well, I'm a butterfly collector. You are. They're having science week down at the school. Can we sponsor you and bring your butterfly collection there? And we'll put our little sticker on there. This is sponsored by XYZ Jesus Church. And so you get out there. There's all kind of things. There's photographers in our churches who have wonderful portfolios. Maybe they did it as a hobby and it's never seen. But couldn't we decorate the halls one week? There was a gentleman downtown. I said, for Black History Month, he has some of the most greatest photos of North Tulsa that's never seen by anyone. He's got a little place where he has his barber shop stand. And I thought, could we take your pictures off the wall one week and put them into a local high school for them to enjoy this wonderful award-winning photography that only five people a week see? He said, well, sure. Then the church could sponsor that. No cost to the church. They just go get it, collect it, put their little sticker, sponsored by XYZ Church. Then you have these hallways where children and students are walking by going, wow, that's a great painting. That's a great photo.
Well, and they can learn, too, exactly. At the same time.
Here's idea 36 from Jim's book. Sponsor and care for flower boxes and flower beds at your local public school. There are a lot of, especially women, that love to get their hands in the dirt and are good at arranging flowers and planting them and know what's how to do that.
Just look at HGTV, one of the most popular television shows. People are watching it. We have our own HGTVers within our congregations that we can go. After we form the relationships, one most important thing I want to say is we need to form relationships with the principals and with the counselors and with the teachers to give us, you know the old saying, David, no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. So if you've taken the principal to lunch, pastor or leader in your congregation, or if you've brought fruit to the teacher's lounge once a week on a consistent basis and just say, we just want to bless you and put your little logo on the fruit bowl or something, you know, and come each week and do that, then that's going to give you the opportunity to do some of these other things I mentioned. And, it just relationships is the most important before you can go to the next to a, doing a project, because you're not just going to walk up to the principal and say, hey, we want to do extreme lounge makeover. Well, the principal can trust you. Then they'll say immediately, yes, that would be great.
So you need to build up a rapport first, is what you're saying.
Very much. I have actually have pastors call me that want to come do an evangelistic outreach into the public schools. And I say, Pastor, what's the name of the school nearest your church? Some don't know. I said, well, what's the principal's name? If they don't know, I said, Pastor, you're not ready for me.
No.
You know, I'm not here to be an evangelist to blow in, blow up, and blow out. Form that relationship. Call me next year. Tell me how your lunches have been going. Then we'll come in.
That's a great idea. Here's idea number 41 from 101 Ways to Help Your Public School by today's guest, Armadillo Jim Schmidt. Wash the teachers' cars at least twice a year. They would love that.
Wouldn't that be great? After you form that relationship with the principal, it goes, hey, can you get me the license numbers to the teachers or to the coaches or the counselors, whoever you want to do, and say, we're going to go and we're going to bring our buckets, and a lot of the retired guys are not going to be playing golf this Thursday afternoon at our church. They're going to come.
Who need the exercise.
Exactly. And we're going to wash the teacher's car. Then you leave a little calling card that said, we just wanted to bless you for being a blessing to children in our community. Enjoy the car wash.
XYZ Church. Wow.
Roberta, here's one. Sponsor your band, equipment, props, or musicians for the school Christmas musical.
Churches, especially some of the smaller towns, they just don't, you know, the schools may not have all the equipment, yet we're equipped with all of the tools we need right there. Just offer it. Form that relationship and say, listen, what do you need? Do you need something for the musical? Do you want to host it at our venue? Do you want to make a community thing and have it at our auditorium? Now we're opening it up, and we're breaking that wall down very, very quickly.
I put a star by this one, Jim. Host a special sports garage sale or sports swap. I love this idea.
This one was really targeted. The Lord spoke to me very clearly that true religion is caring for the orphans and the widows. And our modern-day 2006 orphan and widow is that single mom. 37% of our children in schools are being raised only by the mom. 50% are from broken homes where dad is not in the home, but he's involved in their life. So a sports swap or a school swap tells mom, Billy wants to play, but now he's outgrown his shoes again. Here goes another $48 I don't have. I'm
or
a single
glove.
Mom. Or the glove. And say, wait a minute, we can have a sports swap, bring everybody to the school last year's, this year's, and they don't have to go out and buy new stuff. It's only a year old. They outgrew it. So let's get the church hosting these kinds of events.
We could go on and on.
Excellent.
And on. I just love this. These ideas, 101 ideas or ways to help public schools is the name of the book by today's guest, Jim Schmidt. Here is a phone number if you are interested in reaching today's guest. Area code 918-259-5000. That's 918-259-5000. Roberta, get that prayer ready if you would. And the website is helpingpublicschools.com. Helpingpublicschools.com. Jim, come back. Please come back and share some more great ideas very soon with us if you would.
Thank you so much. I bet there's a lot of great ideas out there in your listening audience right now. So
beyond what's in the book.
Beyond what's in the book, and I'll add them to the back.
All right. Well, idea number one is pray for your community, students, administrators, and teachers daily. So, Roberta, as we close, there is a prayer that Jim has included as just another great idea for us to be a part of here.
Dear God, thank you for our local schools. Thank you for our teachers, principals, superintendents, volunteers, bus drivers, custodians, parents, coaches, staff, and most importantly, the students. We ask for your wisdom in directing the students in the way they should go. We pray for safety and an environment rich in knowledge and understanding. Help all who are searching for you to find today, especially those in public schools. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Wonderful. One more time on the information to reach Jim Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T. Is that German?
It is.
I would guess so. Area code 918-259-5000. And the website address for more information on these great ideas in the book is helpingpublicschools.com. And if you want more armadillo talk and information, you can go to putonyourarmor.org. Well, for Armadillo Jim, for Roberta Potts, and for David Warren, what has it been?
Another great Roadshow.
You've been listening to The Roadshow. If you'd like to write to us, here's our address. The Roadshow, P.O. Box 1924, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74101. Our email address is roadshow@oasisnetwork.org. The views of today's guest aren't necessarily those of this station, but we do appreciate and thank our guest for spending this time with us. The Roadshow, an Oasis Network presentation.